Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, investigations are continuing after a man in his 40s died following a crash last night near Buncrana. The mountain road between Buncrana and Carndonagh has now reopened. A mucked-up video broadcast on Russian television of a nuclear strike destroying Ireland and the UK has been described as shocking by an Irish minister. Two police officers were injured in Derry yesterday afternoon as they attempted to speak to a driver on the Skeg Link Road. The government is to provide more funding for third level education, and Donegal County Council is making grants available to local businesses to develop facilities for caravans, tents and campervans. Later in the bulletin, Kenny's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the ongoing investigation into a fatal collision in Inishowen. A man in his 40s died following the crash last night on the mountain road between Carndonagh and Buncrana. It happened in the area of Mina Ward at 10 to 11. On today's 9 till noon show, Superintendent Gertie Sheridan appealed for information.
The sole occupant of a black Skoda Octavia lost his life. Second car, silver Opel Meriva, had two occupants in it, a male driver in his 40s and a lady in her 30s, a passenger who is in a serious condition currently and receiving medical attention. If anybody in the area has any information in relation to the accident, to contact Buncrana Garda Station on 9320002 or on the Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111. Our job at this stage is to try and establish what happened.
A mocked-up video broadcast on Russian television of a nuclear strike destroying Ireland has been described as shocking by the Environment Minister. In it, a known associate of Vladimir Putin also claims that Boris Johnson has threatened nuclear action on Russia. That claim is false. The video depicts the nuclear weapon being detonated off the coast of Donegal and, in the process, creating a tsunami. Minister Eamon Ryan says it's utterly unacceptable.
Shocking. And it's replicated right across Europe, where people are looking on thinking, what will happen next? There's a lot of concerns that on May the 9th, which is Victory Day, celebrating the war, the end of the war in World War II, that could be a point of mobilisation or a kind of further stepping up of the warmongering. And I think that's a risk to us. That's a risk to every other European country. One of the arguments is whether we should have or not or retain our embassy in Moscow. I've always said it was better to retain it. So yes, you can communicate, because I believe it was state television that clip was used. It is totally unacceptable, and I'm quite sure our diplomats in Moscow and our Department of Foreign Affairs here will be making that known.
Two police officers were injured in Derry yesterday afternoon as they attempted to speak to the driver of a car on the Skeg Link Road. The police had been on the lookout for the grey-coloured Audi after receiving reports just before noon about the manner in which the car was being driven. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
Police say the car stopped on the Skeg Link Road and the driver got out and was seen speaking to the driver of another vehicle. At this point, police made an attempt to speak with the driver, but he got back into the Audi. As he drove off, the vehicle struck one officer on his arm, while a second officer who was in front of the vehicle was forced onto the bonnet and carried for approximately 20 to 30 metres before coming off and landing on the ground as the vehicle continued on its speed towards the Buncrana Road. Derry City and Strabane Superintendent Marty Reid says this was a horrific incident which has left both officers badly shaken. One of them, he said, has been able to return to work today. The Audi has since been located and seized in the Shantallo area.
The government is to provide more funding for third level education. However, annual student contribution fees of €3,000 won't be cut immediately. With more detail, here's Quisha Connolly.
The issue of third level fees and investment has been ongoing since 2016, when a report warned that then government it would need an additional €600 million a year by 2021 to fund higher education, rising to €1 billion extra a year by 2030. The Cassell's report said the additional investment was needed due to a growing younger population and to reduce student-staff ratios in lecture halls. The Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, will bring a memo to Cabinet later, which would seek approval from his government colleagues to increase funding to help families with the cost of college, as well as grant reforms to allow part-time students to access funding. Fianna Fáil spokesperson on higher education, Malcolm Byrne, says any changes implemented need to be sustainable.
It can't be a sticking plaster solution. We've got to be able to address the concerns outlined in the Cassell's report that we do need up to €1 billion in extra investment, because it's not just about meeting current demands. We're going through a period of rapid technological change.
But President of the Union of Students in Ireland, Claire Ostick, says the student contribution charge needs to be abolished immediately.
It's not just the student contribution charge. It's accommodation, it's the rents, it's the cost of living. So when we really want to tackle access to education and make it equitable, we certainly have to tackle it at the core.
Donegal County Council has launched a new grant scheme for local businesses intended to support the development of overnight facilities for the caravan, camping, camper van and motorhome sector. The grant scheme will target businesses focusing on supporting new and additional accommodation in locations which are currently deemed to be underserved in Donegal. With more detail, here's Trish Laverty.
The grant scheme comes on the back of a study carried out last year which highlighted the need for a more strategic approach to managing the development of the sector in a sustainable and viable way to cope with the increase in visitors to the county. The grant aid is being offered at up to 50% of actual costs for local businesses, and the application process is now open with a closing date of May 30th. It's proposed that a further call for applications from community and voluntary-based groups will open in early June. Application forms are available on the Donegal County Council website.
A substantial amount of jewellery has been stolen from a business premises in Letterkenny. Between 5 on Friday night and 9:15 on Saturday night, a window to the rear of the building on Port Road was smashed and entry was gained. An investigation was announced into the theft and burning of a vehicle in Carndonagh. The white Volkswagen Tiguan was stolen from a house sometime between 8:30 on Sunday and 2 yesterday morning. The Jeep was later located ablaze. Garda Sean Sweeney is urging anyone with information, particularly dashcam footage, to make contact with Gardaí.
Gardaí were contacted in early hours on Monday morning, alerted the fact that the Jeep, a white Volkswagen Tiguan, a parcel registration of 202D75, had been stolen between 8:30 p.m. on Sunday evening and 1:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Monday morning from an address at One Park, Glentahor, Carndonagh. The Jeep was later located by Gardaí. It was on fire at 2:45 a.m. on Monday morning on the Ballylasky Road in Carndonagh. We appeal to anybody who believes they may have observed the Jeep in question on the road at any stage between 8:30 p.m. and 2:45 a.m. to contact Gardaí Mulcrana on 9320540. We also appeal to anybody who travelled on the Ballylasky Road between 2 a.m. and 2:45 a.m. who had dashcam footage to make it available to Gardaí.
Garda Sean Sweeney there speaking on the Garda slot on the 9 till noon show today. You can, of course, watch the whole of that slot on our website, highlandradio.com. The whole of the 9 till noon show, of course, available there as a podcast. You can also watch the 9 till noon show on YouTube and on our Facebook page as well. Well, Garda and Donegal have renewed an appeal to road users who were on the Loch Salt Road at around 20 to 10 on Sunday night for any information they may have relating to a crash. A female teenager, a passenger in a single vehicle collision, is currently in a serious condition at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin. The male driver, who was in his late teens, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment following the crash. Anyone with information is asked to contact Garda in Milford. Strike action by Derry City and Strabane District Council staff who were members of the Unite trade union has entered a second week. The council says its services continue to be considerably impacted with the strike action set now to last until May 8th. Disruption has been caused to a number of services, including refuse collection, street cleaning and recycling. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry says that new car registrations for April were up 10.3% compared to April last year. The year-to-date increase from January to April was 4.7%, with 57,776 221 cars registered nationally. In Donegal, the increase was 3.3%, with 1,406 new cars registered in the first 4 months of the year. Women in Donegal are being urged to attend breast check appointments after new figures show just 42% of women in the county have attended their initial appointments. The service is being extended in Letterkenny over the coming 2 months, operating on a 5-day-a-week basis. Betty Holmes is chair of Donegal Action for Cancer Care. She says it's vital that women avail of what is a life-saving service.
The ACC are calling very strongly and passionately on the women. If you receive your breast check appointment, please do everything you can to attend. If you can't, actually phone them, cancel and have it rescheduled. There's serious issues and we must remember that the life that you save could be your own. So if you actually receive an appointment from Breast Check, please attend. The unit in Letterkenny will be open 5 days a week for the next 2 months. make sure that you attend if you get your appointment. BreathCheck have relocated a radiographer from the southern unit to Donegal for the 2 months to try and support the service, and others will go up on rotation.
Indeed, as you said, this is a life-saving service, and not only are these ladies missing their appointments, but another lady could be waiting for an appointment and it could be missed.
Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, when you get that letter out and you think you can't make it or you put it to the side, please make a point, put it somewhere prominent where you can see it. And if you don't attend, that means that a slot has been missed which could have been allocated to someone else. We do realise that the waiting list had been extremely long last year as regard to COVID and the impact that COVID has had on the overall, on the service and staffing issues and all the rest of it. So we are calling first and foremost, if you get your breast check appointment, please, please do everything you can to attend. If you think you can't make the appointment, please contact BreathCheck and reschedule, but that another lady who's waiting to go can get your appointment.
Betty Holmes there speaking to Michaela Clark. A campaign is ongoing in a bid to make changing places toilet facilities mandatory in public buildings. In Donegal, there are no registered changing places toilets and only 17 available nationwide. A public consultation is currently underway, headed by the Department of Housing, with a view toward altering building regulations to make such amenities mandatory in public buildings. Donegal mother Claire McDevitt, whose 5-year-old son Rory has a disability, says having a disabled toilet is just not enough.
For us, so important when we're leaving the house, trying to plan days out around things like changing and, you know, medical procedures that we might have to do on a daily basis when even when out of the house. Having facilities that we know are suitable for Rory makes, I suppose, the planning a lot easier. I suppose what we find at the moment is, even though there is disabled toilets in many, many buildings and things like that, they're not entirely suitable for our needs and indeed many adolescents and adults need.
Meanwhile, a Donegal councillor is calling on officials to ensure that there are measures in the new county development plan to meet the needs of people with autism. The new plan will determine planning policy in Donegal up to 2030. Councillor Paul Canning says there should be sensory gardens across the county, as well as a requirement for secure areas in housing estates in Donegal, as well as sensory rooms in public buildings. The county development plan is out for public consultation until June 3rd, and Councillor Canning is urging people to make their own submissions.
At a recent disability strategy meeting that we had within Donegal County Council, I requested that we put policies in place within the new draft development plan that's currently out for public consultation and submissions. What I'm looking for is a policy to cater for the needs of those families dealing with autism. I suggested that we need to look at designing our housing estates to allow for sensory gardens, etc. We need also to start designing our public buildings and our houses to include a sensory room idea. If it's not included as a policy within the development plan, it just doesn't happen. I'm appealing to parents to make a submission within the development plan before the 3rd of June. And if they don't want to do that, get in contact with me and I can put a submission in on their behalf. We are not catering for children with autism at the minute within our development plan, and I think that it's a need that we need to be doing.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Hawken.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and it's been raining here, but it's been teeming down with rain in Villarreal ahead of tonight's Champions League semi-final second leg. Liverpool take a 2-0 first leg lead into the game as they hope to reach a third final in 5 seasons. Jurgen Klopp is expecting a hostile atmosphere tonight, but feels Saturday's one at Newcastle has been solid preparation.
The crowd was obviously very passionate as well, but we didn't let it happen, which was the biggest quality of this game. It was now not a show of football brilliance or whatever. We had our moments. We of course could have scored more goals, but how clear cut we just the performance was. That was incredible, and that's what we have to be.
Kickoff tonight is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, Manchester City could have Kyle Walker back available for tomorrow's Champions League semi-final second leg with Real Madrid. The England international missed their 4-3 victory in the first game due to injury. Fellow right-back João Cancelo, he does return after suspension. Back at home, Lincoln City, they've made a formal approach for Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley. The English League One club sacked Michael Appleton following a 17th place finish this season. Should Bradley decide he wants to leave the Tallaght Stadium, then Lincoln would have to stump up for a compensation package. On the pitch, tonight's game in the Championship will go a long way to deciding who will be automatically promoted along with Fulham. Nottingham Forest, they go to second place Bournemouth, knowing a win will send them above the Cherries with one game remaining. Kick-off at the Vitality Stadium is at 7 o'clock. And it's understood the consortium led by US billionaire Todd Boehly has been given until the end of the week to finalise a takeover of Chelsea. The group's undergoing the Premier League's owners and directors test. Meanwhile, former FA chairman David Deans asked the culture secretary for some proceeds of the sale to go to grassroots football. The government must approve the process after sanctioning Roman Abramovich. In Gaelic Games, the throw-on times for the Leinster Senior Football Championship semi-finals on Sunday week have been confirmed. Kildare's meeting with Westmeath will have a 2:15 start, while Meath and Dublin is underway at 4:30. Both games are fixed for Croke Park. And the Munster Minor Hurling semi-finals, they take place tonight. Semple Stadium's the venue for Tipperary's meeting with Waterford at 7 o'clock. At the same time, at Park Erin, it's Cork versus Clare, the final scheduled to be held next week. In boxing, a rematch between world champion Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano has been planned for Croke Park in October. That's according to independent.ie, which reports that Taylor's manager Brian Peters is back in Ireland working on the project. Promoter Eddie Hearn is back in the bout at GAA headquarters, but getting streaming network DAZN on board would be crucial in making the fight viable. Taylor defeated Serrano in New York on Saturday night to retain the undisputed lightweight championship. In rugby, Andrew Conway looks set to make a timely return to the Munster side. The Irish winger has returned to full training following a knee injury, with Toulouse visiting the Aviva on Saturday for a Heineken Champions Cup quarter final. Back row forward John Hodnett has begun rehabbing a knee injury, but there are no new injury concerns following Friday's win over Cardiff in Cork. Finally, James Ryan's set to be available for Leinster's Heineken Champions Cup quarter final with Leicester this weekend. The 25-year-old second rows back in contention to play, having suffered a concussion against England in the Six Nations in March. Leinster senior coach Stuart Lancaster confirmed yesterday that Ryan is back training. Ryan Baird and Ronan Kelleher, they have also returned from respective back and shoulder injuries. That's your sports. Back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Returning to an earlier story, and the Taoiseach has called for an apology after a mocked-up video of a nuclear strike off the coast of Donegal was broadcast on Russian state TV. The video showed a nuclear strike creating a tsunami that completely submerged both Ireland and the UK. It's been described by ministers as disturbing and shocking. Well, Micheál Martin says those behind the footage should apologise.
It's very sinister, intimidatory type tactics by the Russian Federation, but I don't think anyone's going to be intimidated by it. And I think it reflects a mindset that is worrying. And not in touch with reality. I think there should be an apology forthcoming in relation to that.
Well, some civilians who've been trapped underground in Mariupol ever since Russia's invasion of Ukraine started more than 2 months ago have reached safety after the successful evacuation of a steelworks. A number of people believed to be in the hundreds are still feared to be trapped there, however, and it's under attack again. Some of those taken to the Ukrainian-held city of Zaporizhia have been travelling for days through dozens of checkpoints. Pascal Hunt from the International Red Cross has mixed feelings about the situation.
You can imagine the situation they endured for many weeks. They told us it was just terrible. The testimonies we have received are just heartbreaking. We would have hoped that much more people would be able to join the convoy and to get out of hell.
A man has died after an assault in Kilkenny. It happened this afternoon on the Hebron Road. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
At around 1:45 this afternoon, Gardaí attended the scene of an assault in Kilkenny City on the Hebron Road. They discovered a man in his 40s with serious injuries and he was brought to St Luke's General Hospital. However, he died of his injuries. A man in his late 20s was arrested at the scene and has been questioned at Kilkenny Garda Station. The scene has been preserved and the Office of the State Pathologist has been notified. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and want to speak to anyone who was on the Hebron on road this afternoon between 12.30 and 1pm, including any road users who may have dash cam footage. Gardaí say they are investigating all the circumstances surrounding the fatal assault.
And people who've made settlements with the Criminal Assets Bureau may find themselves named and shamed. CAB is expected to be given new powers following a review. With the details, here's Emma Tyrrell.
The Criminal Assets Bureau allows Gardaí to seize items such as houses and cars bought through the proceeds of crime. The Justice Minister is proposing naming and shaming those who've made settlements with CAB by publishing their names and certain details, similar to Revenue's list of tax defaulters. Alan Bailey, former detective sergeant with the Gardaí, says not everyone who makes a settlement is a convicted criminal and may be operating under the radar.
People are afraid that, you know, they're dealing with people all their lives, and all of a sudden this maybe wealth that's inexplicable or just doesn't add up, and people are a little bit nervous of dealing with some traders as a result of this.
The length of time assets can be held may also be shortened, according to the Irish Independent. Investigations editor with the Sunday World is Nicola Tallant.
If the Criminal Assets Bureau go in and they get an order, say, for example, on my home, but I have 7 years in order to appeal that, and over that 7 years I can stay in the house and keep the case active. So they're trying to reduce that to 3.5 or under.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee hopes it will act as a deterrent to criminals, but will also show the public who CAB is dealing with.
Well, the forecast and patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle in Donegal taking hold right across the region as we go into this evening. It'll stay mostly cloudy into tonight with scattered falls of light rain and drizzle continuing in many areas. Some patches of mixed as well overnight in lows temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius. Just some light westerly breezes. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it will be a mostly cloudy day with further patchy rain and drizzle. Afternoon and evening brighter, however, with some sunshine peeking through, but patchy drizzle will come back to the west coast by tomorrow evening, feeling mild and humid with highest temperatures tomorrow 13 to 16 degrees Celsius, no more than moderate northwesterly breezes. Headlines in brief. Investigations are continuing after a man in his 40s died following a crash last night on the mountain road between Carndonagh and Buncrana. It happened at 10 to 11 in the Mino Ward area. The road has now reopened. A mocked-up video broadcast on Russian television of a nuclear strike destroying Ireland with a tsunami has been described as shocking. The Taoiseach is calling for an apology from Russia. Two police officers were injured in Derry yesterday afternoon. They were attempting to speak to the driver of an Audi car that they had been looking out for when he drove away, striking one on the arm and carrying the other for 20 metres or so on the bonnet. And the government is due to provide more funding for third level education. However, as of yet, there is no plan to scrap the annual student contribution fee of €3,000. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 3rd of May. The death has taken place in Islington, London, of Michael Daly, formerly of 38, St Joseph's Park, Buncrana. Michael's remains will repose at his sister Helen's residence at 38 St Joseph's Park from 8 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Hugh Rogers, Mullagh Duff. His remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9, followed by removal to his own home, which is private at the request of the deceased. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The death has occurred of David Whelan, Ballybow, Liz Monaghan, Letterkenny. David's remains will repose at the family home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass at 11 on Thursday morning in St Eunan's Cathedral with interment in Newleck Cemetery. Family flowers only please, house private please on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Agnes Breslin, Naoimh Mulrenny, Ballymackhill, Frosses. Remains reposing privately for family, close friends and neighbours at her home until 10 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10pm. Removal on Thursday for 12 noon funeral mass in the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Frosses, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. House private please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to the Heart Foundation, care of any family member or John McGowan funeral director. Agnes's funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Kevin Doherty, Harbour Road, Bunbeg, formerly of Ballina, County Mayo. His remains are reposing at his home. Rosary nightly at 8 p.m. with house private from after the rosary until 11 a.m. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, on Thursday morning at 11, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the Chalk Publiwada webcam. The death has taken place of Mary Canavan, née Sweeney, formerly of Strelongford, Drumkeen and London, England. Mary's remains are reposing at the family home at Knockbrack, Letterkenny, with house private pleas from 10 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family fares only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Christina O'Kane, née Gallagher, 10 Crohan View, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Strabane and District Caring Services, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.